From Spark and Anvil and ProofQuest, this is Induction Ida in Chapter 1 of the ProofQuest cast. This drama uses an AI-generated voice, voiced via Gemini 2.5.
Once a year, in the town of Lattice, which is in the kingdom's southern hill region, 3 days' walk from the capital, the locals hold a festival called the Cascade. The Cascade is one event. It lasts about 30 seconds. What happens during the Cascade is this. Every family in Lattice contributes some dominoes. They are made specially for the festival. Wood, painted, slightly heavier than plain dominoes so they tip more cleanly. The day before the festival, the entire town gathers in the central square and sets up the dominoes in a long, winding, careful chain. Around the fountain, along the edges of the stalls, up the steps of the town hall, down past the bakery. The chain takes most of an afternoon to lay. The current record, set 7 years ago, is 1,412 pieces. On the day of the festival, at sunset, the mayor, who has that year the official honor, bends down and pushes over the first domino.
Everything else falls on its own. The crowd cheers. The town puts up bunting. The bakery sells out of festival biscuits. Somebody hugs a stranger. The dominoes are swept up. Plans are made for next year. The whole town goes home. This is the festival that made Ida the mathematician she became. Her family, the Lattisford family, 6 generations of festival domino makers, had run the Cascade preparation for as long as anybody could remember. Ida grew up watching her mother set out long curves of dominoes in the town square. She grew up helping. By the age of 7, she could lay 100 dominoes by herself without knocking any of them over while she worked. This is harder than it sounds. There's a particular knack to setting down the next domino without bumping the last one. You have to not be in a hurry. Ida was, at 12, a careful and capable festival domino setter, but she was not yet a mathematician. She did not become a mathematician until the year the chain was 950 pieces long, the year her mother let her push the first domino. It was a great honor. It was also, for Ida, a great responsibility. She had spent the whole afternoon laying her share of the chain. She had checked it 3 times. She was, at 12, the youngest first pusher in 17 years.
She bent down at sunset. She pushed the first domino. It fell into the second. The second fell into the third. The third fell into the fourth. Ida watched the chain unfold. What she noticed in those 30 seconds, and she noticed it with the kind of clarity that 12-year-olds occasionally get, and adults sometimes forget, was that she had only pushed one domino. The other 949 had fallen on their own. She had not touched them. She had not been near them. The whole chain, all of them, had toppled because the first one had toppled and because each one was close enough to the next one to knock it down in turn. She thought then and there, that is everything I need to know. She walked home that night humming. Her sister Sten, who was 9 at the time and is now known as Strong Induction Sten, did not understand why her older sister was humming, but Sten was also 9 and had eaten 3 festival biscuits and did not care.
Ida wrote down what she had figured out in her own 12-year-old handwriting in a notebook her grandmother had given her. The notebook page said, "To knock down all the dominoes, you only need to do 2 things. 1. Knock down the first one. 2. Make sure each domino is close enough to the next one to knock it down too. That's it. The rest happens by itself." She did not know yet, that night, that this principle had a name. She did not know that the principle was hundreds of years old. She did not know that mathematicians called it induction and used it to prove things about every natural number. She did not know that, in 8 years, she would arrive at the ProofQuest Academy and introduce herself by saying, "I am the dominoes person," and that the Academy Master would look up from his notes and say, Oh, good. We have been waiting for you.
She just knew, that night in Lattice, that she had figured out something important. She has been teaching mathematical induction ever since. She still goes home for the cascade every year. She no longer pushes the first domino, that honor rotates, but she sets up her share of the chain. She still does not hurry. And when children come to her class for the first time and ask, nervously, whether the technique called induction is hard, Ida always says the same thing. You knock down the first one, you show that each one knocks down the next one. That's all. The rest happens by itself. She adds after a small pause. It also helps if you don't hurry.
You've been listening to a Spark and Anvil chapter, written by the Spark and Anvil writing team for ages 9 to 14. Spark and Anvil is a 501c3 public charity. Apps stay free forever. Curriculum aligned to Induction Ida. Released under Creative Commons BY-NC-SA 4.0 for educational reuse. Visit Spark and Anvil for the full transcript.